Blog Talk Radio.
Going crazy. Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via your cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via Blog Talk Radio at my show page, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, and again, guys, we're coming into the new year, coming into the end of 2015, going sliding right into 2016. Who would have thunk it? I mean, myself, back in the 80s, and you're talking about the year 2000, not to mention the year 2016. You know, we were invincible back then. Didn't care about a 2015 or whatever, but we're here, okay, and thank God for that. Today's weather, let's see, it's 62 degrees right now and rain. We're looking at a high of, well, they say it's a high of 61, but it's 62 right now. So I guess the high is 62 today. Low tonight, 51. Tomorrow, we're looking at 60 and low of 43, partly cloudy. Friday, partly cloudy, 49 and 29. All right, so it's going to be cold New Year's night. So tomorrow, New Year's Eve, we're looking at 60 degrees as our high, 43 as our low. So it shouldn't be too cold out. If you're going downtown to watch the peach drop or what have you, you should be okay. All right, 818-301-5834. Now, today's word of the day is wormhole. Wormhole. W-O-R-M-H-O-L-E. Wormhole. And the wormhole is a noun. And the first meaning is a hole or passage burrowed by a worm. A hole or passage burrowed by a worm. The second meaning is a hypothetical structure of space-time envisioned as a long, thin tunnel connecting points that are separated in space and time. Okay, so a wormhole is a hole or passage burrowed by a worm. Right, that's wormhole. All right, that other meaning is something NASA put together. Anyway, hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode is entitled, If You Run Out of Anything, Don't Let It Be No Damn Eggs. And have you ever run out of eggs before at home? That's what I'm talking about. Being at home, you're cooking anything. It could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Cooking anything. And you don't have your eggs? Man, that's a trip to the store right then. I'm not talking about, we'll go to the store a little bit later and get some eggs. Nah, you got to go to the store now, okay, and get some eggs. Because if in the morning you're trying to scramble eggs, you're trying to make some pancakes, you're trying to do omelet, I mean, all that stuff, you need eggs. We don't realize how big of a deal eggs are in the household. They're a big deal, okay? We buy our eggs by the case. So, we have a huge amount of eggs. We keep a huge amount of eggs. And as the family comes over at different times of the week or the month or whatever, they'll get them a dozen or two eggs and take them home, because we have such a big supply of eggs. We keep a big supply of eggs. I mean, if they run out at home now, they'll probably run to the store and get some and not come all the way to my house and get them. But that's how we do. Okay, we have to keep eggs. Lunch, you know, you're doing something for lunch. You want to make some deviled eggs or you want to cook some. I like the Jiffy cornbread in the box. You need an egg for that. Anything, cake, tuna salad, potato salad. There are so many things that you need eggs for, okay? And if you run out, it's a problem. If you figure out that you don't have eggs, you're the first one up in the morning, and you go to the refrigerator and figure out that you don't have any eggs, go ahead and slip on some shoes and some pants and a shirt, run on up to the store, get you some eggs, come back. By the time your wife or whatever gets up and ready to cook, you'll have the eggs there. Because it's inevitable that you're going to have to go to the store and get them. Why not go ahead and jump, be proactive about it, and go ahead and get some eggs. All right? Now, I have a solution to not having eggs. If you don't have any eggs, these are a few solutions that you can do if you don't have any eggs, okay? And I don't know if you guys want to write this down or what have you. I think I'm like me. I want to keep a bunch of eggs on hand. I think you may be like me. You want to keep a bunch of eggs on hand, have eggs for whatever you need. But what to do if you're out of eggs? Some quick fixes to rescue your recipe. Okay? Now, I have run out of eggs before. I'm sure I have, but I don't know when it was. It had to be a long time ago because now I keep plenty of eggs on hand. But it's happened, and it's happened to all of us. But when we're in the middle of making a recipe, when we realize we're out of a key ingredient, eggs. If you have to bake without eggs, you'll be surprised at how well these easy food substitutions work. And again, guys, you can write this down, okay? The first one is a curious one, is applesauce. You can use 1/4 cup unsweetened applesauce in place of 1 egg in most baking recipes. Some sources say to mix it with 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. If all you have is sweetened applesauce, then simply reduce the amount of sugar in the recipe. Applesauce is also a popular healthy replacement for oil in many baking goods. Applesauce, wow. You can also use a banana. Use 1/4 cup mashed banana from about 1/2 banana instead of 1 egg when baking. Note that this may impart a mild banana flavor to whatever you're cooking, which could be a good thing. Yeah, right. Okay, flax seeds. Believe it or not, hearty, healthy flax seeds can be used as an egg substitute. Simply mix 1 tablespoon of ground flax seeds with 3 tablespoons water until fully absorbed and viscous. Use in place of 1 egg. You can use pre-ground flax seeds or grind them yourself in a spice or coffee grinder. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I have a couple of more egg substitutes for you. The next one is vegetable oil. Typically, 1/4 cup vegetable oil can be substituted for 1 egg when baking. If you're short more than 1 egg, you will want to try another method, as any more vegetable oil may make the recipe too oily or greasy. Great. And the 5th tip is one that I would use probably, is water, oil, and baking powder. You got to whisk together 2 tablespoons water, 1 teaspoon oil, and 2 teaspoons baking powder. You use this in place of 1 egg. When used in cookies and other baked goods, it works so well, no one would ever know. And then after successfully using these food substitutions, you may employ them for more than emergency backup in the future. There are vegan alternatives, and with the exception of the vegetable oil, are more heart healthy than eggs. Using banana, applesauce, and other pured fruit in baked goods is a wonderful tactic to boost flavor and make them incredibly moist. Talk about a happy accident. Okay, so that's it right there. Okay, those are your 5 substitutes for not having any. Now, again, myself, I think my most likely would be the water, oil, and baking powder. That would be my best substitute for egg. Sounds like. Yeah, a banana? I don't know. What would you put a banana in if you want it, if you didn't have an egg, which, you know, you're going to substitute a banana for the egg. So what recipe would you say, okay, I'm gonna use a banana? Cornbread, I heard, you know, that one listener said cornbread. Pancakes maybe, and I guess maybe how many eggs are you using? Cakes, like a pound cake. Pound cake might be good. That might work out. But I don't know. Pancakes would probably be the only thing I'd use a banana in. It's in the egg substitute. I don't know how. I don't bake, so I don't know how many eggs you use in a cake recipe. But like you need several eggs for an omelet, or you need several eggs to make scrambled eggs in the morning. You can't do that with those things, right? They're just substitutes for egg in a recipe, not substitute for egg, period. Okay, there is no substitute for eggs, I think, you know, at any point. So don't run out of eggs. That's all I can say. Or if you find out you're out of eggs, don't say anything. don't say anything. Just get your shoes on, pants and a shirt, and go to the store and get some damn eggs. All right, just go to the store and get you some eggs. I mean, it's gonna, you know, eggs can cause an argument within the household. Eggs can cause an argument with you and your spouse, you or your boyfriend, you and your girlfriend, or you and your, you know, your girlfriend and your girlfriend. But all this, you know, eggs will cause an argument. Okay, they will. They really will. So don't argue. Again, just slip some shoes on and a pair of pants and a shirt and go to the store. Get you some eggs. All right? And let's see. I have about 5 minutes left in the show. 10 minutes left in the show. But I know you guys heard my startup song today. And again, I have to put myself in the way of making a startup audio, some type of startup audio for my show. I've been doing the show maybe 2.5 years now and have not don't have startup audio, but that's going to change in 2016. Telling you guys, that's going to change in 2016. Now, let's see my schedule for this week. We will have a show tomorrow, New Year's Eve. I'm going to try for a show on New Year's Day. I won't promise you that, but I'm going to try for a show on New Year's Day. Now, I don't know what you guys are planning for New Year's Eve as far as partying, or maybe going downtown watching the peach drop, or whatever you're planning, whatever it is. If you're going to be out, you're going to be drinking, please keep it to a minimum or ride with someone. Okay? Now, that person may be driving. They may be drinking a lot. But you don't put yourself in that predicament of riding with someone who's drunk. Okay, a drunk driver, and I'm not saying this to scare anyone, but a drunk driver can kill everyone in the car with them, and they not get killed. Okay, and sometimes that happens, and whenever I talk to someone who is in law enforcement, they say the reason that drunk drivers don't get hurt in accidents is because they like unconscious of what happened as far as the wreck goes. When the wreck happens, their body don't tense up to try to absorb the shock of the, you know, the impact of the hit. Okay, their bodies are just loose. So when they hit or something, their bodies just go free like a noodle. Whereas if someone who's not under the influence, and they, you know, they see the shock coming, they see the wreck getting ready to happen, then you tense your body up to absorb that shock of the hit. Okay, you're like, ah, you know, It's like anything, you know. You used to fall off, you know, when I was a kid riding a bicycle, I used to fall off the bicycle. But when you hit and you start to flip or whatever on the bike, you try to somehow put your arms out or something to break the fall. And that's, you know, and that's when you get a broken arm or you, like me, used to get lose a little skin for, you know, on the concrete or whatever. But that's what happens when you're in a car. So that's why a lot of times that drunk driver doesn't even get hurt, comes out with a little scratch on his forehead or what have you. So if you are out and you're going to be out, you're going to be drinking, please have someone with you. I mean, you have a friend who doesn't drink, okay? Most people have friends who don't drink at all. And they're the ones that you take with you to drive back home. Or you tell them to come get you. And you know, and y'all go out. And you pay for a little gas. Hey, paying for a little gas is better than paying for, it's better than an accident, it's better than going to jail and then having to go to DUI school, then having to go to back to court, and then having to pay almost $10,000 now is a DUI. So, hey, that's pretty hefty. So, guys, be careful, take care of yourselves, and don't, you know, just try not to get in too much trouble. All right? 818-301-5834. And if you didn't hear the five egg substitutes that I said on the show earlier, you guys can go back. You know, my show will be archived in 2 hours after I air. The show is archived, and you can go on the site, or if you are on the site, you'll see an icon that says Archive Shows. You can click on that, and it'll show every episode I've had since I've been on the air. And you can go through and listen to other episodes, or you can just go back and click on this one and listen to the egg substitutes that I gave. I know a couple of people joined the show late and may not have heard that. But again, you can go online at blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show, and you'll be able to find archived shows on my show page. And you can go back and listen to those five egg substitutes. No problem. Or just go back and listen to any show. I appreciate that. All right. And again, guys, take care of yourselves. We're going to go have a good time today. I'm going to hang out with the family. And we're going to do something. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's going to be a party. Good day.